Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. You happen to get this second date, we're going to hook you up with $100. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Octavia.
Hey, good morning, Octavia.
Octavia, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're good.
I'm calling because I've been married to my husband for a little bit. And so every time we have sex, he wouldn't use condoms. You know, he said that at the beginning of our relationship. He would not.
So,
whoa, wow, baby, you on the radio. Wow,
have y'all had any infidelities in the marriage? Has anybody ever stepped out to make him feel this way?
Not on my part, and not that I know of on his part. I hope not.
Okay, well, this is interesting. Okay, so talk to us a little bit more. When you guys first got married, you said that he told you that this was a thing of his.
Yeah, you know, when y'all first get together or whatever, you know, I'm not tripping about it because I know what's going on around here. So I'm not trying to catch nothing either. So he wanted to use condoms, obviously, but we've been together for a minute, you know, now we married and he's still talking about he want to use condoms. And I'm like, oh, you don't trust me? Like, I'm supposed to be your wife.
Aww.
Because I want babies. I want everything. I want to feel everything. And he's just not going for it.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I've been doing my thing. I'm working, so I stay busy. So it's not like he don't know that he don't think that I'd be out here with somebody else.
Well, we're going to call him, boo. I assume you want us to call him to ask why he wants the condoms, or you want them to be gone, or what's up?
I want them to be gone. I want a baby. I want to feel it. I want everything.
And y'all are married. Okay, all right.
Did y'all talk about kids?
Yeah, we talk. You know, I want kids. You know, at first I didn't think I wanted kids like that, but now we've been together, so of course I want.
Ooh,
babies,
so
but
do he want kids?
That's the question. Let's get him on the phone, okay?
Yeah. What's his name?
Kenny.
All right, so listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get him on the line. Please put your phone on mute. Don't say anything. When we cue you in, you'll be able to speak, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If he really love her, then he may be the one with something. He may be trying to protect her.
But if he really loved her, then he would have told her before they got married, not trying to say condom.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. My sweet Kenny, please.
Yeah, this is Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah.
What you got going on, bro? You got a minute to talk to me?
Who is this?
This is Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter on the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 945.
Good morning. How you doing?
We need to holler at you, Kenny.
Okay. All right. What's up?
It's a segment on our show, Kenny, called Second Date Update, right? Your name came up. We trying to figure out what's going on with you, man. We talked to your wife.
Okay.
And she has some real concerns.
Wait. You calling me about my wife?
Well, No. I'm calling you about you.
Because she
your wife called
you.
Us. Because she called about you.
Is my that... wife called y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
And she said she got a problem. She said you like to stay scrap. And I ain't talking about no gun.
That's crazy. Yeah, I do like to stay scrap. I know what you're talking about, but I don't get it. What's the problem with that? She knew that when we got together.
Now, Kenny, I'm not going to say that it is a problem for us, but apparently it is a problem for Octavia. She says she does not like the fact that you will not wear a condom. She said you all are married. Sometimes she longs to have children. She wants to feel the rawness of it all. It's a problem for her.
Well, she knew this before we got together. When I met her, she was working at a strip club. And I know she only did it for like 6 months, but it just put something in my mind, you know. And then after living life and seeing my boys and what's going on in this city, I just, you know, decided to go ahead and strap up. I don't want no STDs.
Even though she's your wife?
She is my wife. I still, you know, before we got married, I set the protocol to what she can expect. And now I feel like she's trying to change it.
Okay, so how about this? We're going to bring her on in. We didn't tell you this. We have her on the phone because I want you all to have a little back and forth. See if we can't get this solved today, okay?
Yes.
All right. Octavia, he said, you already knew this, honey pie. Why are you trying to change the rules?
Well, as you get married, there's certain things that need to be changed. Like, certain things don't apply anymore from the rules of dating and the rules of marriage, and he should understand that.
Yeah, but before we got married, I told you how I felt about that. I don't want any STDs.
So you think I got an STD?
No, come on. You know for a fact that we talked about this. This is not about having an STD. It's just about me. You know what I'm saying? I can't continue to go over this and over this and over this because at the end of the day, that's the decision I made. And I told you before we got married, I told you this. And I feel like you're trying to change that. I don't want kids. I don't want STDs. I don't want any. I don't want that. I just want to enjoy, you know, sex like we have been for the last few years.
So, Kenny, I got one question. And I don't want to probe too deep in your personal life, but it seems to me like you saying you're doing this for you, but are you trying to keep her from something, bro?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
I'm just at a place where, I mean, that's the way I've been practicing. I didn't have some really close to people close to me go through some things, and just even myself, you know, out there, I just got to a place where I just kind of made a covenant with myself that I was going to use condoms.
You just got tired of being burnt. You got tired of getting stuff.
Yeah, sound like you've been burnt before.
So, I mean, is there anything that we can say or do to convince you that you and your wife should be on the same page when it comes to marital sex?
I mean, I set the standard when we got together. I told her, you know what I'm saying? I set the protocol.
Now she has to endure and suffer through the entire marriage this way?
She got to refile it in her brain as this is how me and my husband have sex. She got to quit thinking about the fact that the condom's there.
So you ain't never went down on your woman?
I mean, I have. I have went down on my woman.
So you at home having sex with a rubber and going down with your naked mouth. Boy, you's backwards.
Can she get the business without the rubber, bro?
I can't do it.
Well, that is. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, you would not be getting this $100, which could have treated some or took care of anything you've had to be.
Make sure you ain't getting it.
Hey, man, anytime y'all call us up, 443-520-945. Sweetheart, I'm sorry, man. We was trying to get you the business without the extra, but.
Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
Oh, y'all, could you imagine a rubber bill?
Hey, Tal, keep it locked, Street 94.5.